Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the second edition of Dragon Talk Podcast with your host, Tim Ronk. First off, I'd like to thank everyone again who's listening to this, and also everyone who was able to listen to my first one. Apparently, from all the feedback that I received, it was a success, and that makes me very happy because this was an experimental thing, and I'm glad that I was able to connect that way with any readers that I have. So, thanks guys for making the first one a success, and I hope this one becomes even more successful. Well, I think we can all agree that this has definitely been some week in wrestling. I don't really want to harp too much on Eddie Guerrero, even though I should, but there's so much that has been said already, so many tributes that have been done, and I can't top any of that, and there's really nothing more I can add to that. I mean, there's really nothing else I can say besides the fact that he was an excellent performer, was a very humble man. He had so many great things going for him. And, you know, he's going to be sincerely missed by everyone, his family, his fans, just the entire wrestling world. It's just a huge loss. Shocking at that, and it's just humongous. And all I have to say is rest in peace, and I know you're in heaven right now. That's a given. I know you're sitting here, and you're watching over all of your fans. You're watching over your family. We all understand that. And, you know, there really is nothing more that I can say. One thing I did want to address, though, is that Eddie was definitely one of my all-time favorites. I didn't like him at first when I first saw his work, probably like in the early 2000 era. But the past few years, he definitely really stepped it up, and he's just been phenomenal and definitely one of my favorites, ever since like 2002 when he came back. And last week, for those of you that listened to this last week, knew that I was here and I was advocating the fact that I was pretty sure that Eddie Guerrero was going to be the WWE champion this Friday. And, it just, the storyline was pointing that way, Batista's injury was pointing in that direction. I mean, everything was all adding up. And I was almost 100% certain that Eddie would win the championship this week. And that just opened up so many windows. I mean, if that had happened, that would have opened up so many windows for the championship picture. I mean, the main event would just be phenomenal right now on SmackDown. And, I mean, one of the very last things you expect is for a loss like this to happen, especially after I was here touting the fact that Eddie was going to be champion. And I wasn't alone. And many people I talked to said that, fellow wrestling fans online that I've talked to said that Eddie was going to win the championship. And, I had to agree with that, And I definitely felt that Eddie was going to be champion this week. And it's just such a huge loss. I mean, I definitely felt like, and I said this last week, I definitely felt like Eddie would need another run with the championship because, his first one, he was very uncertain. He was new to the position. He claims that right now he wasn't ready for that, too much pressure, and he blamed himself for low buy rates, low ratings, and low house show attendance during that period. I think now he has grown a little bit more, he's matured more, and has been able to grow into that position at a better level. And it's just very sad that he never got another opportunity to do that. And I think that that's what makes this loss even bigger than what it could have been. Yeah, it's a huge loss on its own, definitely a huge loss. But the fact that he probably would have won the championship this week makes it even worse because it shows that he was still in his prime. And he was still very young, only 38 years old, and it's just terrible. And, really, there really is nothing else I can say besides rest in peace and all that great stuff. And I am definitely sincerely sad that he is gone and that we're never going to be able to, watch him wrestle again. And I just don't even want to know what his family's thinking right now. And that's just such a terrible feeling to have to endure. Because I've been there. And I'm sure we all have, so. But, besides the Eddie story, and, Raw and SmackDown this week, actually I want to go over those real fast too, were very good. They're definitely what should have happened this week in terms of an Eddie tribute, Everything was put aside. We got to see the wrestlers in their human forms. Not the character they portray on the show, but as they are in real life. And it was just a really great thing to see that wrestlers were sitting there and able to do this. And it just shows you how much impact that Eddie had on all these careers of these guys. Bradshaw came out and in a really, really great move on his part, said that he owed his career to Eddie Guerrero. And that is a very good point. Bradshaw would not have been the champion he became without Eddie carrying him for a large part of 2004, and that's an absolute, fact right there, definitely. And, I'm not ashamed to admit that during the other testimonies of guys like Batista, Chris Benoit, Vince McMahon, Shane McMahon, just to name a few. I mean, it brought tears to my eyes, and I definitely cried a few times during these tributes. I mean, it was just so surreal that this was all going on, and then, and you can tell that these wrestlers were having trouble dealing with this, and with good reason. Eddie was apparently a really great friend of these guys, to everyone backstage. Heavily religious man, a guy that even if you tried your hardest to, you could not hate. And it just makes this loss even so much more. Really does. And and like I said, I don't want to harp on this too much because it's very sad, and everything that I've been saying, I'm sure, has already been said. But again, Eddie, I just want to thank you for everything. Thank you for all the memories. And my heart goes out to your families, and I'm definitely praying for them. Definitely. So, but let's talk about other things that happened this week that, might be better. Let's address the fact that Christian Cage has arrived in TNA. Now, last week, I spent a large part of the podcast, probably about 7 or 6 minutes, talking about Christian's potential run in TNA. And and it was pretty much 100% certain at that time that he was going to be going there. And it's just really great to see that Christian has ended up there. Now, one thing that I also want to address is the fact I think that a lot of people were actually offended by Christian's comments at his debut for the TNA pay-per-view last Sunday. Apparently, some people feel that his comments were in bad taste because it was the same day that Eddie Guerrero passed away, and here Christian was insulting WWE. I kind of have to disagree with that. I mean, I don't think Christian meant to hurt anyone with that. I mean, I think that was kind of the basis of his character, to kind of come in there and bash WWE. I think that's kind of what the fans wanted to see in that arena. And he didn't make any comments about Eddie. And sure, I'm sure that Christian grieved just as much as everyone else did that Eddie had passed away. And, I don't think that it was a bad taste at all. I mean, for the rest of the show that night, I mean, TNA definitely made sure that Eddie's loss was known. I mean, with Team 3D and Rhino wearing Eddie on their gloves, Conan's promo, and, the opening montage that had the text in the beginning that, remembered Eddie Guerrero. I mean, TNA did their part, definitely. And I don't think that it's fair to say that Christian's comments were rude, because, that's how Christian wanted to debut, and I don't think that he should have to change something over a fact that really isn't anything that distasteful anyway. And I'm sure that he talked about this backstage and was probably given the green light. So, anyway. But anyway, I mean, the better part of that is the fact that Christian did, in fact, debut. And, it's awesome for him. Apparently now it looks like he's going to be feuding with Monty Brown for a while. And I'm sure that by the end of this year, early next year, he's going to be in the championship picture, and he's going to win that belt, definitely. And we're finally going to see Christian excel that level that everyone has wanted to see him excel to for a while now. He's finally going to be able to get to main event. Now, of course, many critics will say, oh, well, he's main eventing in TNA. I mean, so is Jeff Jarrett, so is Rhino, so is Raven. These guys are all mid-card guys at best in WWE. That's what they were portrayed as in WWE. That doesn't necessarily mean that that is, in fact, what they are and what they're capable of. I am almost 100% certain that Christian is capable of reaching that main event level. I think he could have done it in WWE, definitely. I mean, just the reactions that he was getting face reactions as a heel, not just from the Smart fan base, but also from, the majority Mark fan base were cheering for this guy, So it's just, it just shows that Christian does definitely have the potential. He has the charisma, he has the mic skills, he has the wrestling skill, very solid worker, to go with the best of them in TNA. And I really wish the best for him, and I think this is an absolute phenomenal move on TNA's part, and Christian's part. And, like I said, I wish them all the best of luck, definitely. Okay. Coming up at 8.5 minutes here, I'm going to wrap this up pretty soon. I just wanted to address one more story that's been breaking in the past week, and it's definitely a very sad story to see, especially in the wake of Eddie's passing. But apparently there is some sort of a death watch going on backstage in WWE, where apparently there is a wrestler who's supposedly bigger than Eddie Guerrero if he passed on, that wrestlers are having to look out for if he passes away. I have to really skeptical the story. Many people that I've talked with on forums or online are saying that this story is BS, and I have to agree with that. It did originate from ProWrestlingTorch.com, and that is a very credible website. The guy that runs that site, Wade Keller, is a very credible news source. But so for him to make something up like this kind of makes you wonder, why would he do that? And especially, there is no information on who this person is, which makes it even worse. Apparently, Vince McMahon doesn't even know, according to this news report. So, regardless of the fact, I think it's very sad for this to have been put out this week, especially in the wake of, you know, poor Eddie's passing and all that great stuff. So, I mean, it's just, I would definitely take it with a grain of salt until more information comes up on this. And I, you know, I don't think it's good to presume who it is, because that just makes everyone sick, and no one wants to deal with another sense of loss, especially in the wake of what has happened recently. So, alright, well, that is all I have right now. I'm just coming up on 10 minutes right now. As always, guys, especially as with my columns, and this feedback is greatly appreciated. One thing I do ask, and I forgot to ask this last week, is you can leave your comments right here on the podcast page if you feel like it. But it doesn't prompt you to leave an email or AIM screen name, and I really like to get back to people that leave me feedback. And I think 4 people left me messages there, but I couldn't get back to them because they didn't leave email or instant messaging services. So please do that. Or you can always, if you don't have to do that, you can just IM me straight up or email me. It doesn't matter, because I love talking to you guys. One other thing I wanted to address. Oh, you can also download it. People were asking me about where the download tab is. There is a download tab there. It's kind of small, but it's above the play button. It's on that whole tab of things there, like to leave comments. It's all on that whole tab of things right there. That's where you can download it. So if you want to fast forward, you know, just download it, and you can fast forward through any media player that you play it with. So, alrighty, well, that is the conclusion of this podcast. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And until next time, this has been From the Eye of the Dragon.